This is an Audio Holdings production.
High Stakes by John Lutz. Ernie followed the bellhop into the crummy room at the Hayes Hotel, was shown the decrepit bathroom with its cracked porcelain, the black-and-white TV with its rolling picture. The bellhop, who was a teenager with a pimply complexion, smiled and waited. Ernie tipped him a dollar, which, considering that Ernie had no luggage other than the overnight bag he carried himself, seemed adequate. The bellhop sneered at him and left. After the click of the door latch, there was a thick silence in the room. Ernie sat on the edge of the bed, his ears gradually separating the faint sounds outside from the room's quietude, the thrumming rush of city traffic, a very distant siren or occasional honking horn, the metallic thumping and strumming of elevator cables from the bowels of the building. Someone dropped something heavy in the room upstairs. A maid pushed a linen cart with a squeaky wheel along the hall outside Ernie's door. Ernie bowed his head, cupped his face in his hands, and stared at the worn, pale blue carpet. Then he closed his eyes and sought the temporary anonymity of interior darkness. Ernie's luck was down, almost as low as Ernie himself, who stood a shade over 5'4", even in his boots with the built-up heels. Usually a natty dresser, tonight he disgraced his slender frame with a cheap, off-the-rack brown suit, a soiled white shirt, and a ridiculous red clip-on bow tie. He'd had to abandon his regular wardrobe at his previous hotel in lieu of settling the bill. Ernie had a face like a conniving ferret's, with watery pinkish eyes and a long, bent nose. His appearance wasn't at all deceptive. Ernie ferreted and connived.